Welcome to the Palestinian village of Al-Aqaba. It's in the northern Jordan Valley. It's a pastoral community where you'll find warm and generous people. Most of the people who live here raise sheep and goats and live off the land. You'd think life here would be relatively simple and uncomplicated. It's not. And this is our story.
The Jordan Valley is the east part of the occupied West Bank. It's the only gate, the only border for the Palestinian to communicate with the international community, especially with the Arab countries. The Jordan Valley is considered as the basket food for the Palestinian people, where you can harvest in the middle of winter. And this big area, which is about 30% of the West Bank, also considered as a kind of nest for the future of the Palestinian state.
This village of Al-Aqaba is tiny, but at the same time, it's an excellent focal point for understanding the situation today on the West Bank. In 1967, 2,000 people lived in this community. Today, only scattered families remain.
أبوي عن جده وجده عن جده تنوصل لعثمان بن عفان دولة عثمانية اللي حكمت هاي البلاد فوق 400 سنة بلشت مش ساكنين في العقبة إحنا في الثمانينات كان في معسكر جيش هون بين ياسير والعقبة هسا يمنعونا نروح نيجي في الطريق شايف ما يخلوش يعني الجنود تعرف الجندي مش آدمي شايف هسا إحنا نخاف على أولادنا نخاف على بناتنا نخاف على اللي رايح يجي بعدين هناك بكو ذاكونا ممنوع نبني بيت ممنوع نقعد اللي عنده غنم اللي عنده حلالات شو بنسوي فيه
Well, the way that Israel treats the Palestinian population inside Area C is as an enemy, hostile population, effectively, as a population that is not welcome there. And so it's doing everything it can to make life very difficult for them.
To understand the political situation today on the West Bank, we have to go back to the year 1453. This was the point in history where the Turks conquered the ancient city of Constantinople, now Istanbul, and established the Ottoman Empire. For the next four centuries, the Palestinian territory was ruled by the Turks, whose main interest was the collection of taxes. As such, the region's history was relatively uneventful. And it is during this period when many of the current Al-Aqaba residents settled. Then, during the First World War, the Turkish government sided with the Germans, a decision not smart, as Germany was defeated and the Ottoman Empire subsequently broken apart. It was during this period that the British took control under what was called the British Mandate. It was also during this period when European Jews began to immigrate to the region under a political philosophy called Zionism, a desire to establish a Jewish homeland. Tensions grew between these immigrants and the native population, and the British turned to the newly created United Nations to help sort out the problem they had helped create in the first place. In 1948, the UN, in a vote of the General Assembly, created Israel, and immediately a war broke out between Israel and its Arab neighbors. After a series of brutal battles in which tens of thousands of Palestinians fled, an armistice was established and Jordan took control of the area known as the West Bank, or west of the Jordan River. Then, again in 1967, a war broke out between Israel, Jordan, and Egypt. Israel decidedly won this conflict and in the process occupied the West Bank, wresting control from Jordan. This occupation continues today and is the core of the ongoing struggle. In an effort to find resolution, a series of secret talks took place in Oslo, Norway in 1993. The result was a plan to divide the West Bank into three areas, A, B, and C. Area A, the major cities such as Ramallah and Jenin, would fall under Palestinian civil and political control. Area B would be jointly controlled, these areas being mostly areas containing medium-sized communities. And Area C would be the rural areas, primarily the Jordan Valley. Under the Accords, this division of land was to exist for 5 years, during which time a final status agreement would be drawn. This agreement, however, has never come about, and the division of land is still very much in place, and the Palestinian population is constantly reminded of that fact.
Really, for Palestinians in Area C, the way that Israel treats them is as a hostile population. It makes them their lives as difficult as possible. Most of the population in Area C, Palestinian population, are rural communities. Their livelihoods are based on agriculture. And so the two things they need more than anything else are land and water. This is what they need, the essentials of their lives. And so what Israel is doing is taking both those elements away from them. It's restricting their access to their land. It's using various means to do that. It's confiscating a lot of land, declaring it state land. It's creating military zones, firing zones. A fifth of the Area C are firing zones, military firing zones. And the goal, of course, is to remove them from their land in Area C and move them into Areas B and ideally into Area A.
No one exemplifies this situation better than Othman Spey. Growing up in El Aqaba, he was forced to move to the neighboring Area B town of Tayasir. He now commutes back to El Aqaba each day to supervise production in the community's organic tea cooperative.
وامي 10 عايشين في الغرفتين هذول وبكوا الاسرائيليين مانعيننا نبني غرفه نظيف عليهم او حتى حمام ممنوع احنا قالوا لنا هذول موجودات بضلين موجودات كم تعيشوا فيهم كم تعيشوا فيهم روحوا على تيسير على طوباس على نابلس فيش عندنا مشكله المهم هذول بضلين ايش تاك عنه خلص ما لكم شيء هون فاحنا صمدنا وضلينا هناك بس انا يوم اتجوزت انجبرت اني اجي اشتري وابني واقعد هون لانه ما فيش مجال لانه انا صار عندي عيله يعني فوق اخوتي 9 صار عندي عيله اولاد 2 صغار يعني بعد ما صار عندي اولاد 2 صغار انجبرت اني اشتري واستقر وابني بيت.
Ultimately what Israel wants is it wants it all. It wants the whole of the West Bank. The question is whether it can get away with doing that. And it certainly can't get away with doing it in one fell swoop. So what it's doing is what famous Israeli general called, Moshe Dayan, called creeping annexation. It's slowly, incrementally taking the land away from the Palestinians. And it's focusing most of its efforts on the rural land, the agricultural land, the largest part of the West Bank. And so slowly, Area C is being ethnically cleansed. There are fewer and fewer Palestinians. We know, for instance, that in 1967, there were about 250,000 Palestinians just in the Jordan Valley itself. Today, the best figures we have suggest there are around 100,000 Palestinians in the whole of Area C. So it's quite clear, it's a very graphic illustration of quite how effective the ethnic cleansing policies have been over 4 or 5 decades. They've really cleared the area out.
Think about it. Just let us think that those Palestinian Bedouin families who live in almost about 52 communities without any kind of service, it's denied by the occupation to have even fresh water. They can hear water running in the pipes under their feet, but they can't drink from it. The electricity wires is crossing over their tent, but they can't. It's just for the Zionist Jewish colony in the Jordan Valley. People stay in the Jordan Valley because they feel that it's just the only place where they can have their own dignity. And those people who are staying without all kind of the service, they belong, they are part of the soil, they are part of the climate, and they will never leave.
Many people over the years have moved out of El Aqaba, but you stayed. Why did you decide to stay when many people, many families have had to move away?
كلام سليم. أنا رايح أموت هون في العقبة لأنه هاي الأرض هاي عن أبا وجد تورثها، هاي أرض أبائي وأجدادي اللي رجع راعت ياسير ما لوش شي هون. لكن اللي له أرض الأرض هي 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 الدم الإنسان. أنا شو بدي أروح أسوي فيها ياسير؟ شو اللي فيها ياسير؟ تتفرج على الشوارع ولا تتفرج على الدور؟ طب ما هاي أرضي وهاي منطقتي وهاي عيشتي وهاي حياتي يعني. شو بدي أروح أعطي ياسير؟ شو بدي أروح أعمل فيها؟ لازم أروح على باريس أسكن في باريس وأدش أرضي. شو بدي أسوي فيها باريس؟ والله عندي شايف العزيز الشجرة هاي بتسوى باريس صورة اللي فيها بريطانيا هاي.
While El Aqaba is completely representative of the political climate existing today on the West Bank, there is a cornerstone of the village that makes it quite unique unto itself. That uniqueness is first encountered as you drive up the main road into the village.
First, from the Quran, ادخلوها بسلام آمنين. أهلا وسهلا بكم في قرية العقبة. In English, enter with peace. And you are welcome in Al-Aqaba village.
أنا اسمي الحاج سامي صادق، رئيس مجلس قروي العقبة، من مواليد 1955، أصبت بثلاث رصاصات من قبل قوات الاحتلال بتاريخ 28/6/71، كان عمري في ذلك التاريخ 16 عاما، مما أدى إلى إصابتي بشلل نصفي تام. ومنذ ذلك التاريخ وأنا أعمل من هذا الكرسي المتحرك من أجل السلام العادل وبدون احتلال إن شاء الله تعالى.
When you hear the jets and you see the soldiers in the field and hear the tanks, how do you feel as the mayor of the village?
أنا باستمرار بأشعر بالحزن لمضايقات قوات الاحتلال لأهالي قرية العقبة هذه الصغيرة. هذه القرية لم تتعرض لقوات الإسرائيلية حتى بحجر واحد منذ حرب عام 67، إلا أن القوات الإسرائيلية ترد على طلبنا من أجل السلام العادل وبدون احتلال بتدمير شارع السلام، بتدمير الأراضي الزراعية، بإحراق المزروعات، بإحراق المراعي، بالضغط على المواطنين لترحيلهم بحجة أن أراضي قرية العقبة هي منطقة عسكرية مغلقة ومنطقة جيم، ولكن أننا نشعر بالألم.
Even as the mayor works towards finding an equitable solution, ironically, immediately across the road from El Aqaba's welcome sign is the home of Ahmed Hamdan. His house is under demolition orders, and he and his family go to sleep.